I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Hi, job seekers. Welcome to the Tech Jobcast. I'm the Jobcaster, and each week I'll bring you the latest job listings from Jobcast Central, along with hints and tips on getting the most out of them. Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Search thousands of job listings from around the web at www.jobcastcentral.com. Jobcast Central, the portal to your next career. There are many sources available for job listings. You can find them on job boards, social media sites, employment forums, and, of course, right here on the podcast. However, just because it looks like an employment opportunity doesn't mean it is one. It could be real, or it could be a scam. Yes, job scams do exist, and there are a lot of them. There are even scams promoting phony government jobs. Job scams that are so prevalent, the Federal Trade Commission has a part of its website devoted to the topic. Job scams are out there, and you might be surprised to discover just how many job seekers fall for them. There are real jobs, and there are scams, and they are all often mixed together in newspaper listings, job boards, and the biggest employment websites online. The question is, how can you tell the difference? There are several red flags to watch out for, and some of them are quite obvious to the experienced job seeker. One red flag is a request for money. This one is quite obvious. You are searching for employment to earn money, not pay money to buy a job. Any job listing that requires you to pay any amount of money for a list of jobs or a job opportunity is not legitimate. Another red flag is if it requires a bank account or banking information. No legitimate company is going to require that you have a bank account to apply for a job or ask for your banking information on a job listing. It's way out of line. Even in this age of electronic paychecks, if a company does direct deposit, it won't set you up in their system until after you are hired. Never provide your banking information on a job application. If it is required, chances are the job is a scam. Another red flag? If it requires a credit card. This one is a no-brainer. If the job listing asks for a credit card, you know it's a scam. No legitimate employer should have your credit card number for any reason whatsoever. Another red flag? If it states that no experience for the job is necessary. Most employers with legitimate job listings are searching for candidates who are already qualified for the job. And while there are employers who do offer on-the-job training, a job listing with the statement, no experience necessary, does require you to investigate the job and the company further, just to be sure it is legit, before you apply. Another red flag? Job services that charge a fee for access to government job listings. Some scammers will advertise access to federal government job listings or government job placement for a fee. The federal government does not charge for access to government job listings. All available federal jobs are posted publicly, and the public can apply for those jobs at no charge. To search for government jobs free, go to www.usajobs.gov. And one more red flag, job placement services that require an upfront fee for job placement. There are no guarantees of employment in the job market, so any job placement firm that guarantees job placement is one to be wary of. A job placement firm that requires you to pay a fee for a guaranteed job is one to stay away from. The only real guarantee you will have by paying any job placement service a fee up front is the guarantee they will have your money. There are many sources available for job listings, but not all job listings are real. Be on your guard and check out every job listing and the company behind it before you apply. Get the job you are searching for without getting scammed. For more information on job scams, visit the Federal Trade Commission's website at www.consumer.ftc.gov. I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Here's some of the latest tech job listings from Jobcast Central. Contract Web Developer, Testability Incorporated, Tallahassee, Florida. Contract Senior UX Designer, Your Career Advocates, Jersey City, New Jersey. Contract Senior Software Security Engineer, Your Career Advocates, Boston, Massachusetts. Contract Cloud Architect, Your Career Advocates, Atlanta, Georgia. Contract Strategy and Execution Senior Lead, Mars, Mount Olive, New Jersey. Contract Technology Support Associate, Capital Group, New York, New York. Contract Data Engineer, Balbix Incorporated, San Jose, California. Contract Director of Implementation, Springbuck, Indianapolis, Indiana. Full-time Tech Support Specialist 3, Western Dental and Orthodontics, Orange, California. Full-time IT Developer Intern, Commerce Bank, Kansas City, Missouri. Full-time Applications Analyst 3, Epic FPA Project, Mount Sinai, Mount Sinai Health System, New York, New York. Full-time Cyber Intelligence Analyst, Bilingual, Japanese, Looking Glass Cyber Solutions, Reston, Virginia. Contract Regional Software Sales Executive, Eastern U.S., TrackForce, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Contract Project Engineer, Design Group, Barry Way Miller Companies Incorporated, Columbia, Maryland. Contract Solutions Architect, Park Place Technologies, Mayfield Heights, Ohio. Contract Tier 1 Technical Support Specialist, NOC, West Corporation, Louisville, Kentucky. Contract Field Support Tier 2, Corizon Health, Brentwood, Tennessee. Contract Database Management 3, RGS, Hanscom Air Force Base, Massachusetts. Contract IT Applications Developer / Senior, State of Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. Contract Senior Software Engineer, Microsoft, Bellevue, Washington. Contract Software Quality Engineer, Lockheed Martin Corporation, Huntsville, Alabama. Contract Systems Administrator, Lockheed Martin Corporation, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Contract Senior Software Engineer / Electronic Warfare / Syracuse, New York, Lockheed Martin Corporation, Liverpool, New York. Contract Software Engineer, the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory, Laurel, Maryland. Full-time IT Technician, Field Tech Level 1, Capsule Tech, Houston, Texas. Contract Systems Engineer 3, Infrastructure, Diverse Concepts Incorporated, Millersville, Maryland. Temporary Network Technician, University Temp Services, North Carolina State University, Raleigh, North Carolina. Part-time Information Technology Specialist, Department of Homeland Security, Pensacola, Florida. Full-time Research IS Support Analyst 3, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. full-time Senior Network Computer Systems Development Manager, IPT Associates, Eglin Air Force Base, Florida. You can find these job listings and more at www.jobcastcentral.com. Employers, list your IT jobs free. Become a member of JobCast Central. Membership is free with unlimited job listings for a limited time. To join, go to JobCastCentral.com. If you have questions or comments, send them to me. Simply email the Jobcaster at TechJobCast.com. For more tech jobs and the latest IT job listings, subscribe to the Tech Jobcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or Blueberry.com. You can also visit us anytime at www.JobCastCentral.com. The Tech Jobcast is now a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can hear it and other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com. I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Keep listening, and you may just hear your next career.